Actually, our license permit expires on the 21st of December this year. So we had to file in a request for a 5-year prolongation because in our contract, in our frequency contract, there's a possibility for a five-year prolongation. We did that about 10 months ago, and on the 8th of October, the Media Council of Hungary, the media authority, made a decision that they don't give us this 5-year prolongation. So this means that as of the 22nd of December, civil radio will not be heard on the frequency of 98.0, or will be heard only online.
And what is the reason for their decision? Is there any which was told you?
Yes, in their resolution, they were quoting the results of their monitoring. Their monitoring is more or less random, but in our case, in civil radio's case, it's quite regular. They do it almost every year, and this year they did it 3 times just before October the 13th, which was the local elections. And the problem is with the monitoring is that we have got certain quotas according to the media law, which we have to keep. I tell you a few examples. The quota in music is 51% Hungarian music, which is kind of ridiculous to my opinion, because Hungary is not half of the world, I would say. That's one thing. The other thing is we have to fulfill 75% public content. We have to give news every hour on the hour. So they were monitoring whether we keep these quotas or not. Of course, in a community radio, well, 90% of the workers are volunteers. You cannot really have the tools to force them to keep these quotas. So we have minor alterations from the quotas, and therefore they fine us. But we paid the fine. So, but according to the media law, if there is a repetition of not keeping these quotas, then they have the right to terminate the frequency.
Now you are forced to leave FM by this closure of the license, or this, let's say, cutting your license. What steps are left for you to change this?
It's in the resolution that we don't have a possibility to directly attack this decision, but the only chance we have is to go to court and file an administrative lawsuit within 30 days. And we will do that because we try to grab every opportunity to get back the frequency. Because I think that a community radio in Budapest, in Hungary, with a history of 25 years, cannot be just terminated like that. That's what I think, because this is against the freedom of speech. This is against the freedom of press.
And this touches the field that is, let's say, Hungary, a bit famous for, let's say, at least at the two periods of Orbán's government that we have now, with a long list of closures of different medias. From the public service through newsletters, whatever. Is there any, let's say, political aspect that you can see which is even touching your case?
Yes, we issued a communique and we said that this decision, this resolution, is more painful because if you look at the situation of the independent media in Hungary, is diminishing because Orbán's government, the Fidesz, they are centralizing the public service mediums, televisions, radios, newspapers, not only in the capital, but all over the country, in the countryside, in the rural cities. That's one thing. The other thing is that they try to buy up the commercial television channels and the commercial or the commercial newspapers also in the countryside, and they actually bought them up, most of them, and they centralized it into one, I don't know, foundation or what's the name of it. So there is less and less possibility for the people to get alternative information, like, I don't know, maybe on the internet, online, there are a lot of quite good alternative sounds and alternative articles that you can read, which goes against or gives a different point of view from the government opinion.
What does the closure of your FM radio station for the community who is involved in civil radio?
Everybody is very supportive. Our listeners are very supportive, and also those NGOs, those civil societies, for whom we gave access to the microphone, because most of them don't have a possibility to go to the public service because they are not invited to tell their opinion about social problems, about discrimination and other things. So we are getting supporting letters from them, and also one of the NGOs help us. They give us legal assistance in this administrative lawsuit.
Okay, last question, because this is now you're speaking to a German listenership in the moment as Radio Korax, but perhaps even international when we spread this interview. What can listeners do to support you?
Well, if we have to continue only on online, on the internet, then we will need financial support, because it's a very expensive thing to go on online. And also we need money for our daily operation. We need money to file these lawsuits, so they can help us with money. And also we always invite, as we always did, them, the members of the community, our listeners, to come to work for the radio, because probably we might lose some colleagues who do not want to work for civil radio as a community radio, because now we are not in the air. They don't want to go online, but a lot of other people, especially youngsters, they might want to work for us, because even if we are online, only can be listened on the internet.